Some of y'all got this concept of what you want to accomplish. You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm fucked up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it. And what does that mean? It means that you trying to convince me or anybody else that you want to get it, when you partying all week, as soon as you get any kind of money, you buying a bunch of shit that you really can't afford.
That's the thing about being alone. It's not that you feel like you don't have anybody. It's like you feel like nobody has you. And man, and I know, when, especially when we're young, that's so, we can't even put it into words, but we can feel that. And I remember a lot as a child feeling that way. You know, just feeling like nobody has me. And the only thing I won was being alone. Or being less connected to others, you know. And not only did I miss out, could I miss out on caring about people, but I missed out on feeling probably a lot of the love that people had for me.
The fool is the precursor to the savior. Why? Because you're a fool when you start something new. And so if you're not willing to be a fool, then you'll never start anything new. And if you never start anything new, then you won't develop. And so the willingness to be a fool is the precursor to transformation. And that's the same as humility. And so if you're going to write your destiny, you can do a bad first job. You're going to get smarter as you move forward. That's the thing, is that so something beckons to you. That's what happens here. Maybe the star that Geppetto wished on was the wrong damn star, but at least it was a star, right? At least it was in the sky. At least it moved him forward.
I'm out running at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the gym, long sessions by myself. That's real. How I'm able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want. Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. David and Goggins, for too long in my life, and it got me in trouble. For too long in my life, I wanted to be accepted. Growing up, I lied, I did what I could. If you like UFC and I didn't, I love it. I love it, man. Let's fucking watch it, man. Be my friend, be my buddy. Fucking weak ass shit. I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the wall, the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. So whenever times get bad, I think all this, who's gonna carry the bolts and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
To put the effort in, I've learned to do things when I'm tired, when I don't feel like it, when I don't want to. When you can learn to do things when you don't want to, when you don't feel like it, when you're tired, when you can learn to push yourself to do them, that's when the world opens up to you. That's when success knocks at your door. But if you can't, you'll never succeed, because I guarantee you there is some guy out there who's working when he's tired, who's working when he doesn't feel like it, who's working when he doesn't want to. He's going to outwork you. He's going to have the success that you want. See, people say they want success, but they're not willing to do the work to have the success.
You can be alone, but you could be married. You can be in a family of four and feel alone as fuck, because you don't want to open up. You don't want to let people in. You don't want to admit that I need help. I need help just with this minute. You don't want to take your spouse in the other room and say, hey, I just, you know, I need help thinking about this for a second. I just need help. This is my fear right here. I'm scared that I'm going to do this and that you're going to feel this way. Okay, and then that's you being brave. Now, if somebody then puts you on that, puts you down in that moment or does that kind of thing, then you know who they are. Or then you can start to figure that out, but it may take them getting used to you being that way. But yeah, man, it's been the scariest thing in my life is to admit that I don't want to be alone. It's scary.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me. I don't care if you're D-Tren, what a loser, that he wants to pull others down because he's unsure of his own self. Because I worked hard for what I have, that he wants to try to pull me down or anyone else that's natural and belittle them. My content was always made to encourage and to advise and to help. It was never for myself. It was never just to put myself out there and be famous. I never cared for that. All I care about is fitness. All I care about is being a better man. And you guys just don't understand that. You look at the finite details and you try to compare yourself to me, but you don't have the same story as I do. I would rather you leave me alone. I would rather never have this platform and continue to push forward and be a better man.
Do what no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already trained, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working out.
Be alone. It's okay to be alone. So people get freaked out when they're alone. It's okay to be alone. It's okay. It's okay to be alone. There's no big deal. Enjoy it. Do something productive and build that trust up in yourself. You know, look back at the situation, learn from it. We do that. It's an post-operational debrief. Oh, you've put too much trust in somebody? Cool. They broke your heart? All right, roger that. Let's see. What were the steps? What should I have recognized? How many times did I say, well, you know, they didn't call me, but it's probably just because their phone was out of battery. No. Once your phone runs out of battery once, okay, you don't let it happen again, right? So you start seeing those red flags, see the mistakes that you made. And then look for them next time around, because you deal with people all the time that they made mistakes the first run. They go back and they make the same mistakes the second run. They go back and make the same mistakes the third run. That's when you got to start blaming yourself on your situation.
That's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own. Building back up my leg, going from rehab to home to rehab to home, because there was no outsiders. It was isolation, it was visualization, it was motivation, and it was dedication. There was nothing else going on in my life, you know what I mean?
And you don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people, it's just that I'd rather just, for this needs to be, to get to the level that you need to get to the pinnacle. It needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends that aren't involved in this game.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
I realize you go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher. Because it's becoming more difficult. They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. It's getting more hard to breathe. It's getting more dangerous, whatever. So that means along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're going to walk alone. This is the next thing. And then I think back also in one sentence I always remember again. Along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Everybody has dreams. And as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you. And when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane.
Third thing is going without. Okay, I want to say going without. That means there's times where you can go without your friends. You can go without going out. You can go without other people around you. Okay. Going without eating, going without this, going without that. There's a thing in the Bible that says, you know, when you fast for a purpose. You fast because things become clear in your life. And this is so true.
The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. We love all that shit. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. It's okay to say, you know what, man, I'm f***ed up. So you gotta go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me?
You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in. I got something to do. You know, you'll start getting away from people that are negative. You only want to be around positive. You'll start like not wasting your time on things that aren't productive. And you will start taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
It is so easy to win. Like that, I mean, like when I hear that, that's exactly what I think. I'm just like, man, for everyone who's like struggling to win, it's like, you like most of the pain that people experience is purely in their own minds. And so to your point, I think there's an interesting one between like burnout versus hard. And so like for me, burnout is when I would define it as my output per unit of time decreases. What's the one voice that actually is coming through? What is the real thing? Well, there is this comment. Okay, great. It's embarrassing to even have to say that. But when you say it, then you admit it, and all of a sudden you put it in the light and the shame kind of starts to evaporate, because then you can name it and be like, is this comment bigger than my future? Is this comment bigger than me? And one of the things that I that has helped me was saying like, what's true about this?
You could feel him. He was like, I'm losing. You could feel it in his heart. I'm losing. And there are those of you out there, you lose it and you don't deserve to lose. You put in the work. You worked hard and you lose it. And I need you to do me a favor. This is the year to turn that around. All right. So E.T., what do you mean winners win and losers lose? Y'all know I've been working with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Let me tell y'all something, man. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. I just had the opportunity to go to the first playoff game of my life. You want to be a winner and you want to stop losing? Then minimize the errors. Minimize the errors and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
As we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves. It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes what? Absolutely not. Dismantle that belief system. Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. And there's still some things that will happen to you that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate. You'll get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes, but you have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself.
Ignore and outperform them. You see, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working.
We make choices every day. If you decide that you will be poor, there's nothing I can do. You're gonna be poor. If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person. Mama, listen to me. I'm going to be rich. Ain't anybody rich in this family? Go in there and sit down somewhere. Get yourself a good job. Oh, mama, you must be right. No, mama could be wrong. Because what you have in your imagination, God didn't show it to your mama. I'm sorry. He showed it to you. Listen to me. If y'all don't do nothing else, write everything you imagine down. Write it all down. Pray about it and watch what happens.
Basically, two kinds of people in life. They're winners and they're losers. And the definition is this. Losers take things that happen to them and that they feel inside that suck, and they wallow, and they use it for self or outward destruction. Winners take whatever they feel, they feel it, it sucks, and they transmute it into things that are good for themselves and for the world. Period. End of story. And so when I say it's like devil God stuff, it's actually that way. That's how it works.
And in the darkness, putting in the work, in the quiet hours, that's where winning is made. Winning is about accomplishing your goal. If you say you're going to accomplish it, if you accomplish it, you win. If you don't accomplish it, you lose. Mm-hmm. That's it. No philosophy, no science. If you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you lost. Mm-hmm. You're a loser until you do the winning habit.
Yep.
Until you perform the winning behavior. And until you receive the winning outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Winners win, losers lose. It's very simple, bro. You do it or you don't do it.
The winner's formula is very simple. I don't bet on products. I don't bet on market cycles. I don't bet on real estate. I don't bet on speculation. I bet on people.
Pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll fucking win. You have the courage and the heart and the dedication and the mindset about everybody go fuck themselves. I know what I know. I've listened to myself enough to know I know what I know. None of you can hear what I'm hearing. And that's what people don't do enough of. They don't listen to their journey. They listen to everybody else's shit. Before you know it, I'm crazy. But if I'm so fucking crazy, why am I so successful? How that happened? That's you. So there is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk.
It doesn't matter for me if you win or if you lost. I will stand up the next day and I will continue. I miss, but I'm not gonna shy away.
Big.
I'm gonna be here. Even if I miss, I will shoot. Mm. You understand? And I scored two goals. A decision, a real knowledge will be like that. I'm never gonna shy away. Never. And you know me, since young, I'm not shy away.
Winning is not about
the trophy and the accolades. It's about the grind. It's about the obstacles. It's about the challenges. It's about the pain that you endure along the way for that 30 seconds of being able to either stand on a platform, be acknowledged by individuals that are close to you. But when that happens, your mind has to immediately shift back, because now you felt and tasted something that you could only get through winning. Are you willing to do it again?
You know, these guys sort of don't, they all think they have this illusion of choice. Like, I can do whatever I want to do. And we kind of have a younger generation now that doesn't always get told no. They don't always get told this is exactly how you need to do it. So they have this illusion that they have all these choices. But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
You guys need to understand what you don't have to do. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to sleep right. You don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things, because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to, it's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them. But here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. And sometimes a guy doesn't outwork you and he still wins. It isn't fair, man. Sometimes there is no justice. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
If people look at me and they're sad, right, at how hard I work and how much I've given up for what I love, I will flip that and say the reason they think that is because they don't know what it feels like to pursue something that hard. And even though I know winning doesn't know my name, doesn't care about me, there's no loyalty, the pursuit of real glory, like just the pursuit of it, is in and of itself an intoxicant and is thoroughly joyful.
If I had 60 seconds, I would tell them that stop looking for steps. Stop looking for things that say 5 steps to winning, 10 steps to greatness, you know, 8 steps to success. Those steps are infinite and they're constantly changing. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. Find your own path to winning. Because as the late, great Kobe Bryant said, winning is everything.
I believe, and I learned very young.
From parents?
From my parents, absolutely. Yeah. That you don't try to build a wall. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm gonna build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm gonna lay this brick. Yeah. As perfectly as a brick can be laid. There will not be one brick on the face of the earth that's going to be laid better than this brick that I'm going to lay in this next 10 minutes. Yeah. And you do that every single day.
And soon you have a wall.
And soon you have a wall. Yeah. And I think psychologically, the advantage that gives me over a lot of people that have been in competition with in different situations is, it's difficult to take the first step when you look how big the task is.
What I mean by self-discipline is it's that sacrificial of personal passions and pleasures. That you sacrifice those passions and pleasures to allow you to do or to work on your career, how can you hand self-discipline? The rule number one is to get vitamin N.
Vitamin N?
Yes. That's the rule number one. You need to inject yourself with vitamin N.
N is for?
N is to learn to say no. That's a vitamin.
Yeah.
That's how to get self-discipline.
We're conditioned genetically and environmentally. And that conditioning is controlling most people's lives. That's why brilliant people are broke. Brilliant people are unhappy. Brilliant people never really accomplish very much. They're absolutely brilliant, but their paradigm is controlling them. Mm. It's all about intellect. They're smart people. But like, you gotta consider where we come from. A little particle of energy from mom, a little particle of energy from dad comes swimming along. That's the nucleus of us. Then that goes on for 280 days, attracting more energy until you make your debut on the planet.
Self-discipline is the key to any professional sports person or sportswoman. The disciplined ones are free in life. The indisciplined ones are not free. They're in prison.
Cut out the distractions. It's not about focus. Same thing, like it's not about motivation, it's about discipline. You know, it's not about these fancy, glamorous things. Focus, it's not about that. If you cut out all distraction, the only thing that's left is focus. So cut out all the noise, and I think for once you'll actually enjoy working.
It's so easy to, you know, to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody.
99% of people that say stuff like that are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline, to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest, right? So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you're gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you're gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream? Self-discipline is the center of all material success.
I always tell people that about working out, like, your motivation. Motivation. You need discipline, because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Okay, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard, because your body wants to stay comfortable.
I force them to be active and train to get the self-discipline. Whatever they want to be, they become. But I believe in training. One individual, one collective. So I don't like lazy people. I want them to be active. And that's
okay.
What I try to put in them.
But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life, I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is gonna throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just gonna crumble and you're good for nobody.
Every single dude that I knew that was about it in business, they were disciplined, right? Discipline. Now this one right here is spooky, because I met a lot of men who were very successful financially, and they thought because they had money, they didn't have to be disciplined, and they end up losing everything. They end up losing everything. They weren't disciplined, right? They became alcoholics, right? Sex addicts, right? Didn't move with integrity. That's the one thing, man, I love about, man, y'all, man, for real, I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get with the right crew. Y'all, when y'all hear Maul talk about getting up and working out, it don't got nothing, man, I promise y'all, it don't have nothing to do with, like, I ain't following no man because he got muscles. I'm following Maul because he got muscles that come from discipline.
Because the more discipline you have in your life, the more freedom you will end up with. So if you lack the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up being a slave to disease. If you lack the discipline to work hard, save your money, you will end up a slave to finances. If you lack the discipline to manage your time correctly, you will end up with no free time. If you have self-discipline, if you have the discipline to save your money and work hard and invest your money properly, if you have the discipline to manage your time correctly and not waste a bunch of time, if you have the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up with freedom.
I had to learn self-love. You know, no, I don't care how great you are, how much you succeed, without self-love, you're nothing. Because self-love is discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
It was the self-discipline that I had to survive, to not survive, so I was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna help, hey man, you're not smart. I'm gonna help you out. I had to work at all this shit. I had to overcome, and self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. That's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline, he told me discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Don't get discipline from your parents. You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you. There's people from every possible background, from no parents to crazy parents to, you know, drug addicted parents to super squared away parents, and everywhere in between on that spectrum, that are completely disciplined people. More disciplined than anyone I know. The fact of the matter is, it's wrong. You actually can do something, and it doesn't matter how your parents raised you and brought you up. You can have the discipline you need to decide to do it.
Keep going, dog. Keep going for real. You know, you always want to move away from the next move to that next move. Don't let it go over your head. You know, you're never going to be done. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, people like billionaires or people that are really successful, they don't start winning because they're never done. They haven't made it yet. You know, they might have made it in the aspects of like freedom, but they haven't made it as far as like they're still hungry. So that next move could lead you to that next move. That's that big move. You feel what I'm saying? So keep going. One foot in front of the other. It can get hard. This shit can get real tough, bro. Get real tough and get real lonely. Get real discouraging. Block it out. You know, tune it out.
First of all, somebody sent me a plaque one time that I keep on my desk now. The plaque said, if you're going through hell, keep going. I mean, why would you stop there? You know, I was in hell, so why stop now? If you're going through hell, you should keep going. Because to stop now, you in hell, right? And so I've always had that mindset to, if God wakes you up again, and like every day he wakes you up, it's a sign from him that he ain't through with you yet. It's a sign from God that he has more to give you that you haven't received yet. So every day you wake up, I don't care what your situation is, you got to go, okay, wow, he got something else for me. Because the moment he's through with you, you ain't going to wake up no more.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You're not in competition with anybody but yourself. So those grudges, you know, those reasons that you may give yourself for motivation ultimately are you know, they're pointless.
Right, okay, going, I got you. Yeah.
I'm mad at you. I'm going to prove you wrong. All right, well, so I had to understand that if I'm going to stay true to what I feel that I can do, then I need to be the one to convince myself that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Need you to keep talking about what you were just saying. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
In life, mm-hmm. Because a lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came in my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up, cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain, you already hurt, get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here, you can jump up, you can do flips, you can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me, you will never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money.
So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson. Keep working. Keep striving. Never give up. Fall down 7 times. Get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving. Keep growing. Keep learning. See you at work.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through. If they decide to, push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
You're going to hit a wall. There's a period. Let me tell you how it goes. When things are going real good, when you first start off, life is playing with you. You're going to hit a wall. You're going to be going and things are looking great. You're excited. You're going to tell everybody about it. And then all of a sudden you hit a wall. Wham! And that wall shocked some people. That wall stung some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. It's painful hitting that wall. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. Some will choose to go back. They turn their power down.
In my old job in the Navy, we had to move through a lot of tough things, whether it was going up a hill, a steep hill with 100 pounds on your back, or going through a swamp where your feet are sinking into the mud with every step, or going through the jungle where you're breaking trail through thick, sometimes You're barely making any progress at all. And that tough situation is making you want to stop.
If there's anything in life that you don't currently have right now, it's because of who you are and how you think. All right, what I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through. If they decide to push through it, push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive. Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's gonna take you to the next level. Like y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's gonna prepare you and take you to that next level?
But most importantly, there is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!